There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Farhan, thank you very much indeed to you for your text messages this morning. Farhan saying tables, a hayak for ADCO coupons, and Shukran for Centre Points, Secure for Asta Pharmacy. So Farhan, when you say you use them all, you actually do use them
every
all, don't you?
Every single one.
How on earth do you stay on top of it?
I don't know. I suppose every time you go to the shop, you just get it out.
This was one that we got from Shazley, and I think this opens up another angle for this conversation. Shazley saying, I received 65,000 miles from Etihad once. I used them to fly between Muscat and Abu Dhabi every single week until Etihad changed their program and they were worth nothing. Prior to winning the miles, I had tried to fly with them as much as I could afford. Now it's been 3 years. Now, see, this is why I'm just going to stick with this loyalty one for a while, because I'll try and be as loyal as I can. And I have been a member of a well-known airline loyalty Skywards for the last, 18 years since I've been here.
Okay.
And look, I don't travel a huge amount. I travel minimal amounts, really, compared to a lot of people out there who are travelling every single week and they're going a bit longer haul and things like that. Recently, though, I have been doing longer trips, certainly over to the States and bits and pieces, and probably more frequent than the past. So last year, and like all my mates, you know, they're sort of, because they're such frequent flyers, they've got their gold cars and they've got this and everything. So whenever you go away with them, you always feel a little inferior because you haven't got anything. And then last year, I got bumped up to silver on
a cause for celebration in my household.
A cause for certainly. Celebration and something that increased my loyalty to a program. Okay. I became that more loyal that I downloaded the app and I monitored it and I had a look at what my benefits were. I took advantage of the benefits, be able to get into a lounge, be able to get a bit more extra legroom when you could.
And did you choose to fly Emirates instead of Virgin, for
yes.
example? You see, I've been doing that
because
as well.
Of the loyalty program,
yeah.
and because of the fact that, and it was also a sort of tag of honour. And I know there will be those out there who are laughing, go, hey, he's laughing because he's just got a silver and la la. But it meant something to me. It did actually mean something to me. I actually, you know, I put the tags on my bags. You know, so you could, and just silly things like using the sort of dedicated check-in areas as opposed to, you know, going down to the elsewhere or whatever.
You bought into it. Totally bought into it, in other words.
Got bought into it completely. I was loyal. I was part of the program. And I got a letter on the 31st saying it had been taken away from me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Do you feel bereft?
I did, yeah. And I felt very unloyal all of a sudden.
What did you do to deserve this stripping?
Probably hadn't done enough travelling. Fair play. You know, I obviously hadn't travelled enough or didn't have enough points and didn't have enough miles. But it was just a really simple one. And there wasn't like, you know, I was IO or I was gold or I was platinum or anything like that. It was just a simple, the fact that I'd sort of earned my right to be a silver member. And then it was literally just sort of taken away by a letter that came through.
So my bugbear is that my husband, for one or another reason, got given gold back when my son wasn't very well. Someone who we know well, who's got millions of points, is one of Emirates' best flyers. He very kindly, to help us on our way, because we were going to have to do a lot of flying back to Great Ormond Street in the UK, he gave my husband a gold card, which was just the most awesome thing ever, and Nick managed to fly really nicely with it. However, you can only take one person in with you. So whenever I fly with my husband, if I want to go into the lounge, I have to leave my children outside. And they are 5 and 4. And so that's just not conceivable. I basically can't take them in. Which means that Nick, every time we fly, goes in and has a party on his own in the gold lounge while I sit in McDonald's with the children. And I just think they should let the kids in. Why can't they let the kids in? They're not going to guzzle on the fizz. They're not going to chow down on the sushi. Let them in.
Time and a place.
I love the silence. You totally disagree. You don't think the boys should be allowed in.
No, I don't think that's part of the conversation we're having, because suddenly it's all become about kids again, and we're not talking about that. We're talking about loyalty.
Now, honestly, parents can be loyal as well, and you're going to be more loyal to a program if your children are allowed to join you. And if your children are not allowed to join you, then it's not performing its loyalty function.
Yes, as a parent, but then again, there are those that that starts that whole conversation about is business or first or whatever else you're traveling on. Is that somewhere that children should be as a result of loyalty programs that grown-ups have been put
forward. No, it's not. If you are a grown-up daddy and you've spent a lot of money flying Emirates all around the world for business and you've got your gold card, you should have a right to take your family into the lounge.
Not when you've been given it by a friend.
They didn't know he'd been given it.
Shows up on the form, doesn't it?
No.
It does, because it's granted miles.
I don't think that we didn't even try. We haven't even tried to take the children because the rule is.
Anyway, I think we're going to be annoying more people out there than sense because we're talking about lounges. I don't think it comes down to lounges. I really don't think it comes down to lounges, and I don't think it comes down to, you know, the sort of go. I think it comes down to just, you know, those simple things like check-in, like, you know, forget lounges.
Okay, forget lounges.
It comes down to the sort of the flights and the benefits that you get on the flight and possibly in the booking process.
Yeah.
If that's something that you have had a problem with when it comes to your loyalty programs, and again, let's not focus completely on airlines. I'm conscious of the fact that we're spending too much time on that. Maybe it comes down to other areas of your life. Do they work for you? That's basically the question I'm asking. Are you as loyal as you could be to the system? If so, do share your thoughts with us. Let's talk tipping now here in the UAE. We'll continue the conversation about loyalty programs. I suppose one way that you can be loyal to a program, to a brand or otherwise, is through tipping to a certain degree to show your appreciation. And Dubai is world famous for its levels of service. In a city where even McDonald's can be delivered, comes the age-old question: to tip or not to tip? The short answer is there are no rules when it comes to tipping in Dubai. How much you tip varies from profession to profession. It also largely down to personal preference. It is customary, therefore, to tip in most cases, but it certainly isn't compulsory. Let's get into who you tip and who you don't tip, whether it be waiting staff, whether it be taxi drivers, valets and bellboys, spa and beauty therapists, supermarket bagpackers. What about those that help to pump your fuel at petrol stations? Delivery drivers, do you give them a little something to say thanks? I suppose one thing that gets me here on this particular conversation is I like to think myself, George Tolley, as a good tipper. Mm-hmm. I seem to I try and make it a point of tipping everyone from my Kareem driver through to whoever.
Yeah.
The thing that gets me, I suppose, and I find it difficult even to this day, that the fact that, you know, you will settle a bill and you look at the bill and you look at the fees that are charged on the bill, and there will often be anything between 10 and 12.5% service charge on your bill already. A lot of my friends will sign the bill and that's that. I still need to leave a little something else on top of that. I don't know what it is. I think it's just upbringing. I suppose I've come from a culture and a background where, you know, we were encouraged to always give anything between 10 and 12.5% to whoever was helping you out.
So I do if the service has been extra good. Otherwise, I'm a bit like, well, it's included, isn't it? But I know what you mean. There is a slight feeling of guilt every time. That's in restaurants. I tip everyone else. I think it's just, it took a bit of getting used to because it's a bit more like the States out here than it is in the UK. In the UK, no one carries your bags, so there's no one to tip. You do tip taxi drivers in the UK as well.
Yeah, and I've just come back from there over the weekend. I was amazed because I've had some run-ins with black cab drivers in the past and things like that. I'm probably one of the few people that actually still uses a black cab in London these days. Everyone
you're
else
so old-fashioned. You're refusing to use Uber because you like the look of the black cabs.
I just think that, you know, if you're doing the knowledge, then
come on,
you need the demands. I've been tipping them over the weekend, and the appreciation you get in response is amazing.
Well, they're just
and
astonished.
I suppose
you're
that
using
a part
them.
And parcel of what people are looking for. They're looking for that reaction. Let's get some more on this one. Sarah Pollard is the creative director of The Entertainer, joins us live on the line. Sarah, thanks for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing?
Not too bad, my friend. Is it appropriate to... Should we always tip, do you think?
I feel you should tip. I am... You know, it's a very personal thing, and it depends on your situation, but I think it's really good practice because I think maybe not everybody knows it, but particularly in restaurants, the tips are shared between the kitchen and the front end of the house, and it's a way of, I suppose, playing it forward and giving it to the people that have been serving you, not to the owner or the corporation. So I'm very pro tipping. I feel the service here is great as well, you know.
Okay, so let's turn it on its head, Sarah. Let's say if you don't get good service and yet you are being encouraged to pay 12.5% service charge, which is put on already. Would you be one of those people that would question that?
Probably not. I mean, I find it very rare that I get really bad service, to be honest. And I always, like you, would be more inclined to leave a little extra something because I feel like, I don't know, I feel like people are on their feet all day, that they're working really hard. And it's a way of rewarding people. I suppose if the service was absolutely terrible and I was sent out the wrong meal 3 times, I wouldn't tip. But
I think one thing that really strikes me, and again, this is, I suppose, comes from your travels, and I'd love to get your sort of international perspective on this, is a little goes a long way for making a difference here. The number of times that I've maybe given a tip to somebody who's helped put fuel into my car, and the sort of genuine thanks that I get from them, the face lighting up and saying thank you very much indeed for what is seemingly a small little offering, but compared to the sort of frown and the grimace that you might get from somebody over in other parts of the world when you try and tip them for helping you with your bags to your hotel room.
Yeah. I mean, here it's also, yeah, same as in the gas station.
Yeah.
I feel like, particularly when it's hot outside, you're just inclined to want to tip somebody because they seem so, and they really appreciate it. So, again, I think it helps, it makes you feel better, and it certainly seems to make them feel better. And I, you know, too, I'm from Ireland, so we didn't grow up with a culture of tipping, but I lived in New York for a long time where it wasn't mandatory to tip, but it was really expected, and you double the sales tax, and it would end up being about 15%. So I kind of got used to the idea of tipping. And here I feel like salary-wise, people, not all, everybody makes so much money. So it's good to, it helps them and it gives them, it's part of their income. And it, you know, makes you feel good, even though it's little, maybe just 5 dirhams or 10 dirhams that you give to somebody for helping you out.
Exactly. Yeah. Sarah, thanks so much indeed for your thoughts this morning. All the best to you and the Entertainer team. Let's get another friend of the show onto the line, founder and chief executive of Gates Hospitality, a man who lives and breathes all thing hospitality. Naeem Madad joins us live on the line. Morning, Naeem.
Morning, Tom.
I know this is one that is close to your heart, my friend. I know tipping is something that you address with you and your team in all of your outlets. Do you think do we live in a good sort of tipping environment here in the UAE, or is there more education that's needed out there?
Generally, we do. I think people are accustomed to tipping, but I'd like to go back to the roots of this whole thing. And as you know well, tip, as TIP, stands to ensure promptitude. And I think this is really what I'll try to practice myself when I'm dining out. It's making sure that I tip based on a service that I receive. It shouldn't be a given. It's a discretionary act, so to speak.
Mm. I think that's a really good point that you make there, because it's got to that point, isn't it, that we're sort of, it's not discretionary because we're expected to pay that tip. It goes straight onto our bills, and a lot of people just do it without even thinking.
I refuse. I absolutely refuse that fact. And the fact is you're already getting a 12% on service charge, and I do understand that a lot of businesses don't actually share full that amount. Nonetheless, I like to reward individuals who actually have gone out of the way and delivered a service that is memorable and is in line with my expectation.
And does that, from your time in the industry and from your time working with wait staff, with sommeliers, with front of house as well, does a sort of good tip, does that make a difference to the service standards of individuals?
Look, absolutely. I think a reward is good on any level. I think the other question that I'd like to pose is what happens with these tips?
Yeah.
And again, elsewhere in the world, people are paid different scales. People live on the tips, and it's part of the expectation. So they go out of the way to deliver a superior service in order to make that tip. But the question is, what happens with it thereafter? Because don't forget, they have an army load of people, back of house, front of house, housekeeping and the likes, who actually don't actually get that experience, don't get that chance of making a tip if they're not exposed to a guest as such. So I always like to say that the tips should be actually kept by the person who is earning them, so to speak, based on the service they've executed. Nonetheless, they should be also looking after the support team within their own group of people.
And just one more from me, Naeem. In terms of the fact that a lot of people are looking at fees that are being put onto bees, onto bills, fees that are being charged to you as operators at the moment, and you're putting your municipality fees coming down allegedly in time as well. Is there the risk, do you think, that certain outlets around the city, around the country, could look to make up the fees that they're not making on other taxes by affecting on tips and service charges?
Look, tips, I strongly push this point. Tips is not part of the business. Tips is a reward that the service service team get, and I strongly put my foot down that we it's got nothing to do with our businesses. It's money that is earned by the team, and it needs to be kept totally separate, and it's their own right. But what we should be regulating is making sure that the guys who are not exposed to guests are actually getting a fair share of their tips in order to make sure that it's a fair service system.
Naeem, always good to catch up with you, my friend. That's Naeem Haddad. He's the founder and the chief executive of Gates Hospitality, who look after some of the biggest brands, food and beverage-wise, here in the city. So a big thanks to Naeem for joining us with his thoughts, a man who's always whose opinions we appreciate much here on the show.
So back to our loyalty program topic rather than the tips that we've just been talking about. James in Media City says, I've lived in the US and the UK, and I work for an ad agency. I had to do some research on this topic, and American Express is widely regarded as having the best loyalty program in the States because it offers points that never expire, with rewards ranging, ranging from the usual air, dining and discount segments to Porsche, Boxsters, Piaget watches and private jets. The supermarket Tesco in the UK is widely regarded as the best loyalty program in the whole world because it gives points that can be translated into money off shopping or translated into vouchers for days out.
With regards to our tips conversation that we've just wrapped up on here, thank you to you all. Zane says, what is a tip? A form of bribe for better service and aspiration of getting a good tip. Are they not getting paid? Is it their job to provide service against the salary they are paid? I'd rather donate tip money to someone who is unemployed. Thanks for that, Zane. Thanks also to Gavin. The word tip is an acronym derived from thank you for impeccable service. To Paul Chung as well for being in touch. Thanks, Paul, saying, I've always thought about tipping as it is a positive gesture showing appreciation for attention and good service. I used to work in my parents' restaurant, and at the end of the evening, it was great to get an extra bonus, making the long hours worthwhile. A long time ago, I read on the back of a brown sauce bottle that TIPS stands for to ensure prompt service. Thank you.
Does it really? Does everyone know that?
I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Big thank you to all of you for listening. Georgia, thanks to you.
Thank you to you.
Shruti, thanks very much indeed to you. Thanks also to all the crew back of house. Goodbye.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.